Back on Huskies Inside the Pack, today I'm joined with third-year forward Mallory Dyer. First off, Mallory, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Just overall, how has the season gone for you?
I feel like I have been able to play a bigger role on the team, and I think that that obviously comes with time. And I think growing into the team and kind of establishing a role and working to deliver and fulfill that role is something I've been really working towards. So
it must be a good feeling. And everyone that's come in here has talked about, you know, how tight that dressing room is. Some have even described it as a family. So you add that into the mix, and now you're someone that maybe some of the first years or people below look up to, and you mentioned, you know, you have that increased role. How does that all factor in? How do you go on and not try to let it bother you or affect you with play on the ice or anything like that?
So I think it's honestly really exciting to be able to work with, to see the younger groups coming in. And obviously it's fun to work with the new girls coming in and helping them develop as well. Just having that experience of what it was like being in your first or second year and kind of the mindset where we need to all grow together as a group is something that's really important. And being tight on the ice is obviously it has a lot to do with the dressing room. So I think that we work really hard on kind of integrating everyone into the room and making everyone feel like their role is important, and so that we're all working in the same direction.
Let's go all the way back, starting at minor hockey from Calgary. Is that where you played your minor hockey?
Yeah, so I played, I started playing in Timbits when I was about six, and I played boys hockey until I was, until I got to my first year Bantam. So I first started off in Calgary, and then I grew up playing hockey there, and then obviously talked to Steve from the U of S and ended up coming here. So, yeah.
Your family, do you have any older brothers or sisters? And maybe did they play hockey? Mom or dad, did they play hockey as well?
My dad played hockey at a very high level. He was drafted to the Hartford Whalers. So hockey has always been a really big thing in my family. And my older brother also played minor hockey, and my older sister as well. She played on the Huskies last year.
So I'd say maybe, you know, best hockey player in the family, bragging rights, but, you know, dad got drafted to the Hartford Whalers. How cool is that to, you know, grow up and have that? And, you know, even in your university career, you know, you come from hockey roots.
Yeah, we're all super big hockey fans. My mom is also a really big fan. My mom plays hockey as well, actually. So we all kind of, we're all really into it. It probably dominates most of our conversations. but yeah, we're all super on board, and they're always excited to come to Saskatoon and watch all the games.
So coming from Calgary, Flames fan growing up?
Yeah, I was a Flames fan. Yeah, I was a pretty big Flames fan, I guess.
And growing up, was there a player, you know, maybe in women's hockey or in the NHL that you grew up and, you know, that was your favorite player? And maybe is there someone that you try to model your game after on the ice?
I think Sidney Crosby was my favorite player growing up. He was a very well-respected player, and I think he had played with a lot of integrity. Obviously a very intense player, and so I think that I definitely kind of looked up to him and looked at him for kind of a role model in how to play and how to conduct yourself. So,
and on the ice, what kind of player would you categorize yourself? Would you be a defensive first forward, sniper, playmaker, power forward? How would you describe your play on the ice?
I think on the ice, I'm a hard worker. I'm a forechecker and back checker. I definitely like to battle in the corners. And I like to drive the net, and I would say I'm more of a playmaker. So,
and Sidney Crosby, perfect example of that. Yeah. Being able to look on that. To the school side of things, something that a lot of kids don't get enough credit for, I say kids, but is juggling university and hockey. How has that transition been, especially moving away far from home, Calgary to Saskatoon? Not the longest trip, not the furthest trip either or closest, but how are you able to make that transition now in your third year, maybe a couple of years to finally figure it out? But just overall, how did that go?
I think definitely now that I'm in my fourth year of school, first year was COVID year, but I think that it's definitely all about finding a balance. And I think organizing your time properly is something that is super important in this kind of lifestyle. And I find that just allocating enough time to get school done before hockey, I think my parents definitely stress that school is more important than hockey, even though it's a little less fun sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, definitely to be really disciplined is like so important, and to know that you have school responsibilities and those are what's going to take you far in life. And I think that that's just really important. I've always been like super school driven, and I think that it kind of helps because I only have a certain amount of time to get things done. And then sometimes you're leaving the science lab and rushing to practice and throwing your gear on and going straight into a drill. And so I think that definitely has some challenges to it, but it's so good to work on mental and physical performance, I think. I think that student athletes definitely have this kind of elite edge, and I think that it helps me in school a lot, for sure.
And what are you taking in school right now?
I'm in biomedical sciences.
And the end goal, what's the end goal for that? That's got to be, pretty smart, right?
Yeah, well, I'd like to work with animals, so that's kind of what I'm working towards. I want to finish my degree, and whether that's pursuing being a vet tech or maybe working towards attending veterinary college here at U of S, that would be, I think that's the end goal that I'm working towards.
Now to nationals. It probably isn't a thought for everyone right now. It's there, but there's more things to be focused on right now. School, rest of the season, playoffs. But how cool is it to be given this opportunity with this team? You got a chance to play at nationals at home in front of a home crowd on your home ice, home building. What does it mean to be a part of that?
Oh, it's everyone's dream come true, I think. I attended nationals in my first year in PEI, and it was just an unbelievable experience. Going out there as a team and just like the whole energy of the arena was unbelievable. And I think having this at home is just like such an opportunity, because this is just like we get to perform where we're in front of our home crowd. Merlis Belcher Place is a great arena to have this as well. We have access to all of our recovery rooms, everything. And I think that we have a really big community here in Saskatoon. And I think especially working with the younger teams, which is definitely really important to growing women's hockey. So I think it's so exciting to have a place like Saskatoon host it, because we are so involved with minor hockey. And there's obviously this is a huge hockey city, so I think that it's going to be so much fun. It's the first thing I say when people ask me how hockey's going. So, we're so excited.
And you kind of touched upon, helping out with minor hockey. There's girls out on the ice helping with a practice right now as we speak. Every home game, there's always young minor hockey players here. There's young female hockey players, To them, you guys are, superstar female hockey players. You're as high as it gets around here. Mm-hmm. And, they come to the dressing room, they get to meet you, go on the ice, skate with you, help with practice. What does it mean to have that, maybe not growing up with that? Now you get to look up, or these girls get to look up to you, and you hear with nationals, see them, be them, and you see it all around the city now, it's starting to come out. How cool is it to have that part of nationals tagged along with it? Now you get to do that at a higher level.
I think for me, especially growing up playing boys hockey, I think that it's so important to have female role models to grow women's hockey, for sure. And so I think it's so exciting to be their role models, because it's so much fun to have the support from them, and they're just super fans, and it's awesome. And I really like coaching and working with all of them, getting to know the girls, and I think that also kind of gives us an edge, having kind of all of these teams behind us, and it's a two-way relationship for sure, because we get to be role models and set examples for them in women's hockey, and we also get the support from them, and we carry ourselves with integrity, knowing that we have young players that look up to us as well.
Mal, thank you so much for joining me today. Good luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you very much.